So are you ready for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. ¿Qué tal? Una noche más nos juntamos en nuestra cita de los domingos con Little Steven. Este martes comenzará oficialmente el verano. Y aunque hemos pasado una semana más propia del otoño, el guitarrista de Springsteen no ha perdido un ápice de ilusión por celebrar la llegada de la época estival. A lo largo del show rendiremos homenaje a una banda que rezuma verano por los cuatro costados, The Beach Boys. Y para ir entrando en calor, le damos la bienvenida a Little Steven con música. De hecho, lo hacemos con una de las canciones que formaron parte de la banda sonora de la película Bikini Beach, de la que también sacaremos un rato para charlar. Bikini Beach comienza en Underground Garage, aquí en Rock FM. Buenas noches, Little.
State of mind. Yes, our long international nightmare is over. Winter, that is. And summer is here, which greatly helps our state of mind. But if our minds were stronger, we would be living Bikini Beach right through that 5-degree, 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing from those gray skies that suggest only doom and depression. We would smile at the adversity. Enjoy the challenge. Ignore the torturous, slow-motion punishment of the snow, the rain, the mud, the fog, knowing it is temporary. Go ahead, nature. Give me everything you got, because I know it ain't gonna last. Eventually, that sun is coming out. Those skies are gonna turn blue, and we will be in paradise, barefoot in the sand of Bikini Beach. Surfing, volleyball, jogging, reading, listening to the radio, and watching whatever you think is sexy walking by. Then around dusk, up on the boardwalk, the band starts playing. From the psychedelic sunrise to the smoky ghosts of the bonfires on the beach after dark, it is the first day of the summer dance party of the rest of your life.
Ride the wild surf. Hi, this is Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, and you're on the beach with Little Steven and the Underground Garage Go-Go Dancers, dressed only in body paint. Whew! What a way to celebrate Brian Wilson's birthday and summer. Happy birthday, Bri, and you know, I would never hustle you.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier than learning your ABC. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. You gotta swing your hips now.
Your age, I couldn't get enough of anything. That was the summer you were born. Your ma died. And your daddy was feeling a little wild about things. He bought us a 27 Chevy. Kept it tied together with baling wire, hit every honky-tonk in the country. I don't know which we run the hardest. That car or them country girls. Came them dances. Boy! We do-si-do'd and chased a lot of girlish butts around that summer.
Hey, Pop, where you going with that flower in your hand? Hey, Pop, where you going with that flower in your hand? roll up a Frisco to join a psychedelic band. I'm going up to Frisco to join a psychedelic band. Hey, Pop, where you going with that button on your shirt? With that button on your shirt. I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. Yes, I'm going to the love end to sit and play my bongos in the dirt. Hey, Pop, where you going with that hair on your head? Hey, Pop, where you going with that hair on your head? I'm going to the dance to get some action, then I'm going home to bed. I'm going to the dance to get some action, then I'm going home to bed.
Teenager true subculture. Youth of today leaves no hope for tomorrow. Yesterday, in broad daylight in a place illegally called Bikini Beach, we were witness to scenes of wild perversion and abandonment that defied description. The solution is for the county to condemn the surfing area. By making this facility unavailable to these potential delinquents, we could persuade them into more useful endeavors than studying each other's anatomy.
Well, along the coast. my secret service spot. But only I know the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
Well, I'm a dog number four till the sun goes down. I jump into my Woody and I make it back to town. My secret service spot. But only I know the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
My secret service spot is the top of the school. When they ask me, I play it real cool. My secret service spot, where only I know the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
Yeah, I'm hot dogging on my boat till the sun goes down. I jump into my Woody and I make it back to town. My secret service spot, where only I know
the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
Secret service spot, where only I know the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
Never go.
I said the Grammys and the Hoodas never go.
We started the show with Bikini Beach from Summer Beach Party. The entire Bikini Beach cast singing along. Ride the Wild Surf, Jan and Dean started our first set. Jan, Brian Wilson, and Roger Christian writing, Jan producing. Now you know it's summer, in case you were wondering. Locomotion, Little Eva, one of Carol King and Jerry Goffin's best. The Mothers of Invention from We're Only In It for the Money, their answer to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Flower Punk, written and produced by the inevitable, the genius, and the completely obnoxious Frank Zappa.
Liar was The Shelters, produced by Tom Petty and Chase and Josh from the band and Ryan the engineer. The album is out now, has two cool songs on it already. That's a good start. Written by guitar player Chase Simpson.
And from 1963's Beach Party, Dick Dale, a rare vocal, Secret Surfing Spot. Gary Usher and Roger Christian writing that one, and Gary producing. It's our annual Bikini Beach Party. We're celebrating summer, and we're celebrating the guy who invented it, Brian Wilson, when we come back.
Recién estamos arrancando una nueva edición del Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche nuestros protagonistas son The Beach Boys, grandes representantes de la época veraniega. Se trata de la banda que formaron en 1961 los hermanos Brian, Cal y Dennis Wilson, junto a su primo Mike Love y un compañero de aventuras llamado Al Jardine. La familia Wilson vivía en Hawthorne, California, y su padre, Murray Wilson, un músico y compositor frustrado, pronto vería en sus hijos un gran potencial. Y también deberíamos destacar que llevaría a los muchachos con una disciplina férrea, aunque no sería para siempre. Brian Wilson, alma del grupo, se interesaría desde muy jovencito por la música. Recibió clases de piano y canto y enseñó incluso armonías vocales a algunos miembros de la familia. Pero la historia se empezó a gestar cuando Brian, su hermano Cal y Al Jardine comenzaron a juntarse para tocar en el dormitorio de Brian. A ellos se les unió Mike Love, quien animaría a Brian a componer sus propias canciones e incluso propuso el primer nombre del grupo, The Pendletones. En el momento en que se unió Dennis Wilson, la banda estaría preparada para comenzar a escribir su historia. Fue en 1961 cuando publicaron su primer sencillo, Surfing. Su padre, Murray Wilson, alquiló el estudio de grabación y los instrumentos. Dennis Wilson, batería de la banda, propuso componer sobre la temática surfera. Bueno, de hecho, era el único interesado en aquel deporte. Esto es algo realmente curioso. Y aquí empezó a gestarse la historia de los Beach Boys. Todo tuyo, Little.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Brian Wilson was born June 20th, grew up in Hawthorne, California, eldest of three brothers. Father Murray played the piano and Mother Audrey played the organ, so there was a lot of music in the house. The story goes that day by day, by the four freshmen came on the radio, and Audrey told Brian to check out the beautiful voices, and he was gone. He became a lifelong fan of the four freshmen. He and his brothers, Dennis and Carl, would form a band with their cousin Mike Love and friend from Hawthorne High's football team, Al Jardine. So it's Labor Day weekend, 1961. The parents go to Mexico City for the weekend and leave the kids $250 for food. And again, as the story goes, they took the money, rented a four-track machine, and I think Al's mother chipped in for a few instruments, and they cut a record called Surfin'. The title was suggested by Brother Dennis, who was the only one in the group who actually surfed. They borrowed the basic riff, arrangement, and sound from local heroes Jane and Dean, who were having hits for 2 or 3 years already. But the fact that they had the inspiration and the ambition to write and record virtually simultaneously with forming the group is already quite freaky, to say the least. So Murray and Audrey come home, they hear the tape, and they love it, and Murray quits his job, and off they go. Brian would write the music, and Mike Love would handle the early vocals and be the first of many lyric writers. It would include Gary Usher, Jan Berry, Roger Christian, Tony Asher, Van Dyke Parks, and many others. The Beach Boys sound would start off with Little Jan and Dean, a lot of Chuck Berry, the harmony of the four freshmen, and doo-wop, like the Jive Five, among others, and a bit of R&B, well disguised, but in there. Brian's love of vocal texture would end up helping him fall in love with Phil Spector's records, with the Jack Nitzsche arrangements, which were doing with musical texture what Brian was hearing in vocals. He would start adding that musical texture as he started to produce as early as Little Deuce Coupe and Surfer Girl in 63. Taking what he learned from Jan Berry and Phil Spector, Brian would then meet the challenge of the Beatles, and the Beach Boys would be very competitive with them from 64 to 67. What is interesting is even though Brian would only write lyrics occasionally, the lyrics remained quite consistently innocent and naive, reflecting Brian's own childlike sensibility, no matter who collaborated. How this was accomplished in a post-Bob Dylan world was quite an achievement. In spite of Dylan's caustic, acerbic, critical wit influencing everybody, Beach Boys' music somehow was immune, and even with the slight changes of leaving behind Cars and Surfing with Pet Sounds, and adding Van Dyke Park's stream of consciousness approach on heroes and villains and the later stuff, the Beach Boys managed to never once express a moment of cynicism. They've never said it, but I guarantee this adolescent sensibility was looked on quite condescendingly by the Beatles and everybody else, until Pet Sounds, because at that point the drugs leveled the playing field, and what was naive and childlike suddenly became highly evolved wisdom. Even 1 year earlier, the cover of Pet Sounds alone would have appeared absurd. The band, which never looked particularly cool to begin with, standing around feeding animals, would have been quite unacceptable if everybody wasn't high. In the end, Brian Wilson never really fit in. His father was disappointed with him. He was uncomfortable on stage and traveling. He knew he was never cool, in spite of Jan Berry and Mike Love's coaching him with the girls in school. He was a freak. He expressed himself the only way he could, by pure sound. A gentle, beautiful, smooth texture of sound that somehow was as powerful as any heavy metal audio violence. Brian Wilson's strength turned out to be stronger than what could ever be achieved by volume, velocity, or violence. His music is purely spiritual. Its harmony is universal. Its time is eternal.
Something's bound to go wrong. this is Al Jardine of the Beach Boys with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. We'd like to wish Brian Wilson a very happy birthday.
You're everywhere and nowhere, baby. That's where you're at. Going down a bumpy hillside in your hippie hat. Flying across the country and getting fat. Saying everything is groovy when your tires are flat.
Well, fellas, it's pretty oblivious that we're going to have to raise some money to pay Louis back before he flips his melon. Any suggestions?
Well, let's go to work.
Work! Ask for suggestions, not sarcasm.
Information, you almost drowned.
Yeah, you better listen to Moondoggy here, miss.
See, this beach is for surfers only. It's too dangerous for dames.
Dames? Oh, no, I'm no dame.
Oh, well, what do you know?
It has all the earmarks of a dame.
You better get your monocle, Lord Byron. Those are not ears.
My heart was flying up, but I could.
Worry Baby, maybe the greatest of all the Beach Boys records. You can discuss that amongst yourselves. And the B-side of arguably the greatest Beach Boy record ever, I Get Around. I Get Around being the most important Beach Boys single of all time. We've talked about that many times in the past. Brian writing that one with Roger Christian. Roger a little out of his element there, going from Cars to Babes. Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to change her oil. Wrong show. Anyway, Brian Wilson producing, as usual. Maybe my favorite record of all time, Jeff Beck's Hi Ho Silver Lining, his first solo single, and he only did like three, in between the Yardbirds and the Jeff Beck Group. Scott English and Larry Weiss writing, and Mickey Most producing Jeff for the first time. John Paul Jones with those cool string lines.
The Monkees with Birth of an Accidental Hipster. Yes, they have reunited. Three out of four of them. Davey no longer with us. The album is Good Times. That track written by Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller. And Adam Schlesinger producing.
You Baby, one of the best from the Ronettes, August 1964. It Just Ain't Summer Unless You're Here in Palisades Park by Freddie Cannon. That is the summer song. Well, all right, one of them. Written by one of the coolest dudes ever, Chuck Barris, and produced by Bob Crewe and Frank Slay. One of their best productions. After the Four Seasons, of course, as far as Bob Crewe's concerned. Don't go nowhere, baby. When we come back, Brian Wilson meets Elvis Presley.
Sigues en Rock FM escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. 1961 fue el año del estreno de The Beach Boys al publicar el single Surfing. Fue un éxito a nivel regional y aquellos ritmos pegadizos hicieron las delicias de los jóvenes de la ciudad de Los Ángeles y elevaron el single al segundo puesto de las listas de aquella región. La historia de esta banda comenzaba a rodar y para 1963, dos años después de publicar aquel primer single, The Beach Boys ya habían hecho lo propio con dos discos. Fue el segundo, Surfing USA, el que les introdujo en el top 5 de las listas nacionales y su primer disco de oro. Ante este éxito, la compañía Capitol Records quería profesionalizar cada vez más las producciones, pero Brian Wilson tenía otra cosa en mente: desarrollar el sonido de los Beach Boys más allá del surf rock. Entre tanto, llegaban más discos, más fama y sus primeras actuaciones fuera de Estados Unidos. Australia y Nueva Zelanda fueron nuevos escenarios para ellos tan solo 3 años después de comenzar su carrera. Un paso más en la evolución de la banda fue el despido de Murray Wilson, el padre de los jóvenes, como productor. El joven Brian decidió hacerse cargo de las producciones y alejarse de los escenarios. La fama y las presiones del negocio no iban mucho con él. En su lugar, entró finalmente Bruce Johnston con el paso previo de Glenn Campbell en algunas actuaciones. Los efectos de estas decisiones pronto se dejaron notar con la publicación del álbum The Beach Boys Today. La verdad es que hablar de los Beach Boys daría para muchos programas. Por ello, yo te voy a recomendar una película fantástica, Love and Mercy, en la que se recorre la vida de Brian Wilson. Tendremos la oportunidad de conocer a un joven Brian, interpretado magistralmente por Paul Dano, y a uno más maduro, del que se encarga John Cusack. Fantástica película, Love and Mercy, muy recomendable. Todo tuyo, maestro.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage celebration of summer and Brian Wilson's birthday. So it's 1969 and the Beach Boys and Elvis Presley are in the same studio. Brian runs into Elvis in the hallway and shakes his hand. And Elvis says, "I've heard a lot about you, Duke." So Brian looks at him like, "Did you just say, I've heard a lot about you, Duke?" He doesn't know how to respond to that, so he throws a fake karate chop at him. Elvis blocks it very professionally and says, "Don't do that, Duke." He did not think it was funny. They then have a minute or two of conversation about good vibrations. And Elvis's boys, you know, start coming out, hanging around. And then the conversation kind of dwindles to nothing again. It's feeling awkward, so Brian throws another karate chop at him. Elvis blocks it again, steps back, and says, "I'm a little worried about you, Duke." He then signals his boys, and they left. And Brian never saw him again.
Duke, 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 Duke a barrel, 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 Duke, 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 Duke a barrel, Duke, Duke, Duke a barrel, Duke, Duke, Duke a barrel, Duke, Duke.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess, Duchess of Earth, we'll walk through my dukedom, and the paradise we will share. Yes, I.
Tougher than the men they hate, she-devils on the prowl. For the first time, see them as they are, wild, vicious, with motorcycles as their lovers.
Hello, this is Mick Avery from the Kinks, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, which is a very cool place to be.
So tired.
it till I met you. But you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting.
Great memories of this country when I was a kid, you know, and I used to come up here with my dad, and I want the boys to have the same memories. Actually, I would look around you, Roman, for God's sakes. This is beautiful country here. Take a good look.
I'll tell you what I see when I look out there, if you want to know.
Hey, yeah, I'm curious.
I see the underdeveloped resources of northern Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I see a syndicated development consortium exploiting over $1.5 billion in forest products. I see a paper mill, and if the strategic metals are there, a mining operation. A greenbelt between the condos on the lake and a waste management facility, focusing on the newest rage in toxic waste, medical refuse. Infected bandages, body parts, IV tubing, contaminated glassware, entrails, syringes, fluid, blood, low-grade radioactive waste, all safely contained, sunken in the lake, and sealed for centuries. Now, I ask you, what do you see?
I just see trees.
Gather round and listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Listen to those happy feet.
Listen to those happy feet.
Ain't you glad that you found out?
Ain't you glad that you found out?
What the clam is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Well, grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Squeeze. Dig right in and do the clown. Dig right in and do the clown.
Comfort goes.
started that set with some amazing doo-wop from Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl, on VJ. VJ had some cool things, didn't they? Aside from a president that was a gambling degenerate. Little Deuce Coupe with the Beach Boys. B-side of Surfer Girl, but really, there was no B-side there, was there? Roger Christian again, co-writing with Brian. Tired of Waiting for You with the Kinks, produced by the great Shel Talmy. Ray Davies writing it, of course. I'm Free, the 4019s. The band wrote it, and bass player David Newton produced it. And speaking of Elvis Presley, Do the Clam. The dance craze that never quite caught on, at least not New Jersey. From Girl Happy, directed by Boris Segal, who did a lot of cool things, actually, including Johnny Staccato, Man from U.N.C.L.E., Peter Gunn, Columbo, Carole King and Jerry Goffin again, getting some results out of their temporary move to the suburbs. Pleasant Valley Sunday, gave it to the Monkees. Good move. Jip Douglas producing. Great record. It's Bikini Beach, baby. Summer is here. Finally. After our coldest winter, like, ever. Hope you're in party mode. Or, you know, having some sex or something. We'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
Llegó el momento de descubrir la canción más chula de la semana. Esta noche se encargan de ello la banda neoyorquina Hollis Brown, formada por Mike Montali y Jonathan Bonilla, que eran amigos desde el colegio en 2009, tomaron el nombre de la canción de Bob Dylan, The Ballad of Hollis Brown. La canción más chula de la semana es Rain Dance, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Queens, New York. Please welcome to the Underground Garage stage, Hollis Brown.
We're gonna take some time tonight again. city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
No one likes to find fault with others, so Jane tried to excuse Barbara since she was new and excited. But it wouldn't work. Other passengers were annoyed. She was too noisy, too loud, and Jane was embarrassed. Especially when the bus driver frowned at both of them. He had always been so friendly to Jane, and she didn't like the feeling that he held her partly to blame for Barbara's bad manners.
Yeah. your hands. Everybody wants a diamond ring. Everybody wants to live forever. Everybody wants the same damn thing. You might think you're better than me, living in the lap of luxury. You might think you're radical. So what? You might say you're innocent.
When Eric Von Zippa likes somebody, they stay like.
Hey, I think I heard about you. The creature from the Black Lagoon.
You, I don't like.
Yeah, you, he don't like.
And who are you?
J.D.
Yeah, that's short for juvenile delinquent.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Excitations. Good, good, good vibrations.
She's giving me the
excitations. Good, good, good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good
vibrations.
She's giving me excitations.
Good vibrations. Excitations. Good vibrations.
This is Gary U.S. Bonds, and you're with me and little Steven, which is a very cool place to be.
Get up from your chair.
Well, now, 'cause doctors
started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Rain Dance from Hollis Brown. The album is Three Shots. They're out of Queens. And they gave Bo Diddley credit, along with singer Mike Montali and guitar player Jonathan Bonilla. Mike and John joined by Dylan DeVito, Andrew Zenial, and Adam Beck. Produced by Don DeLego, who you may know from working with Jesse Malin. Rain Dance from Hollis Brown, our coolest song in the world this week. A Loving Spoonful, taking a day trip from the folk rock, rural country into the city for that one. Summer in the City, baby. Written by bass player Steve Boone and John Sebastian's brother Mark. Joe Butler on drums, the great Zally Yanofsky on guitar. Of course, John Sebastian would also play that wild and crazy auto harp. Every group had to have its own thing in those days, you know. One distinguishing thing, or more than one. That thing was an auto harp. A cat named Artie Schreck, no relation to the big green guy that I know of, playing electric piano. He was not in the band, but was obviously on that session. Paul Laker producing it. Degeneration with Mercy of the Rain from their reunion record, Nothing Is Anywhere. Get it from degeneration.us. The Man Who Got Away, Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, from the Ties That Bind, The River, re-release package out now. Cool stuff. One of the most amazing records of all time, huh? Good Vibrations from the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson and Mike Love. Mike added those doo-wop-y parts in the chorus. He was a doo-wop freak for those bass vocal parts. Blew a lot of minds in 1966. Gary U.S. Bonds, Dear Lady Twist, 1962. Come on back, we're going to the movies.
Estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Esta noche, el guitarrista de Springsteen está celebrando la llegada del verano y para ello hemos recordado a una de las bandas que mejor se asociaron a todo lo que implica el verano, The Beach Boys. Aunque no solo la música es la protagonista del show, también suele ser habitual que hagamos alguna parada en el cine. Y precisamente de la gran pantalla hablaremos en este ratito de radio, concretamente de la película Bikini Beach, estrenada en 1964, año en el que los Beach Boys comenzaban a disfrutar del éxito de sus canciones. Esta peli nos cuenta la historia de una especie de Grinch del verano, dispuesto a que los jóvenes no disfruten de sus vacaciones y de la playa, por lo menos como él piensa que deberían disfrutar. El millonario Harvey Huntington está obsesionado en convertir Bikini Beach, la playa donde se desarrolla la trama, en un centro de retiro para personas jubiladas. Ahí lo tienes. Todo tuyo, maestro.
We would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge July 5th, 1946. As that high holy day on the garage calendar when the bikini was officially invented. Now, as you know, two-piece bathing suit-type garments were found on women painted on Greek urns from around 1400 BC. And in the July 16th issue of Life magazine, 1945, the year before the bikini was officially invented, women were already shown wearing them in Paris. So, you know, that being said, designer Jacques Haim comes out with what he calls the Atom, the smallest bathing suit ever made. And 2 months later, designer Louis Rayard grabs the name Bikini from the islands where they were nuclear testing and comes out with his version, and they've both been claiming credit ever since. Rayard had to hire a nude dancer from the Casino de Paris, Micheline Bernardini, because no model would model a bathing suit. They banned the bikini in the Miss World contest of 1951, and it would take 3 events to save the day. First, Brigitte Bardot wears it in 1957's And God Created Woman and blows everybody's mind. Second, Brian Hyland has a hit with the novelty song Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, which loosens things up. And then third, the beach party movies with Frankie and Annette hit the drive-ins everywhere, and the party was indeed on, baby. Do the swim, baby, now, work it on out. Now, baby, swim,
Brought you a present.
I don't want your present. Take off that hat. You look ridiculous.
Come on, Bo. We shouldn't fight in front of our fans.
What do you mean, in front of what fans?
Scoonji.
You're not funny, Sonny. And you're ridiculous, and I don't want you riding a motorcycle.
Sure, I'm just going to ride it on the side streets, and besides, I look sexy on it. Now, will you please tell me where you put the keys?
Sonny, I'm not telling you where I put the keys, and if you want to look sexy, buy yourself a bikini.
This is Mr. D, Chris Dreher from the Yardbirds, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Pennsylvania snow is pretty thick. Michigan ain't where I'll get my kicks. Texas is fine, but it gets too hot. New York City's not a place to stop. New Orleans is the home of the blues. But California's my home with Mary Lou. Told it's nice.
Don't try to be gallant, Sergeant. If you think this is a mistake, come right out and say so. Well, I guess it's about time for me to be getting home, isn't it? Well, isn't it?
What's the matter? What started all this anyway? You think I'd be here if I thought it was a mistake? Taking a chance on 20 years in Leavenworth for making dates with a company commander's wife? And her acting like Lady Astor's horse, and all because I got here on time.
Well, on the other hand, I've got a bathing suit under my dress.
Me too.
Devilish beast.
Started that set with the Cramps, Bikini Girls with Machine Guns from Stay Sick, back up to Frisco for Bobby Freeman, and back with Sylvester Stewart, who produced it, Come On and Swim, 1964. Sly also co-wrote it with Tom Coleman. Great record. Beautiful World, Mudcrutch. The album is Two. Mudcrutch Two, I guess. Or maybe just Two. We'll see. Drummer Randall Marsh, writing and singing it. Get it from mudcrutchmusic.com. We always like including Psycho Daisies by the Yardbirds for these summer shows. Mentioning Mary Hughes, Jeff Beck's girlfriend at the time. Rumor has it that's why he got fired from the Yardbirds. He'd rather be with her than, well, you know. Simon Napier Bell, producing at that point, the B-side of their classic of all classics, Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, 66. The End of My Neighborhood, the Fleshtones' new one. Keith Strang wrote it, and an album is on the way. And perhaps the Supremes' greatest hit, Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine. Oh, that's a long way from Detroit, baby. Guy Hemrick and Jerry Steiner writing that one. Al Sims involved. Fabulous stuff, huh? Fabulous.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in, what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool. Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know. James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com, and then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron! That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, hasta aquí el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hemos conocido un poco mejor la historia de los Beach Boys, muy al hilo de que este martes comience oficialmente el verano. Recuerda, la película basada en la vida de Brian Wilson, alma de los Beach Boys, Love and Mercy. Una película muy recomendable, Love and Mercy. Yo soy Carlos Medina. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio. Si te apetece, nos encontramos el próximo domingo en el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM. ¡Feliz semana! Stevie, apaga que nos vamos.